The Mind Aware, 695.
Hello, hello. How are you today? Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. I'm your host. I'm Dana Wild. You can find out how to get more clients, grow your business the feel-good way at 60secondworkshop.com. That's 60secondworkshop.com. Today, we are going to talk about motivation, how to do it, how to keep your mindset in check, how to be a brain trainer, how to stay on course, all that good stuff. We got an email. Here's what our lovely audience member wrote. She said, I need motivation to do what I need to do, including brain training exercises. My biggest issue is mindset. I still struggle with brain training. I'm in the process of reading your book, and I do good for a couple of days. Then I fall into a pattern of self-sabotage, lack of motivation, not knowing what I should do, avoiding, etc. It's not pretty. That's that's actually funny. It's not pretty. I don't know if you intended that to be funny, but I get it. I get it, and I think we all get it. I mean, I think this is the first thing I want to say to you is give yourself a break. Because nobody is going to be 100% happy, happy, joy, joy all the time. And frankly, in fact, you don't want to be. I don't want to be. I know that it's during those times of wanting or not feeling as good that I'm really getting clear on what I do want. And so as you get down the road with this, you will struggle less as you have those little down moments and those little negative times. Until then, give yourself a break. You're just getting started. You know, you haven't even finished the book yet, and you're not going to execute anything in life perfectly. Very few people do. Remember the old days when you'd get those judges in the Olympics and they'd give you a perfect 10? Well, life is not like that. You're gonna bang around and have your ups and downs, and that's how it goes. So point number one, give yourself a break and relax around it. You know, the more you do this, the more you realize like having a negative day or a negative hour or a negative moment or a negative week isn't the end of the world. You're going to come back up. Everything's going to be fine. You're going to wake up and you're going to get on the upturn. All right. Enough about the give yourself a break. I think you get my point. So point number two, you may have been in the sandbox long enough to hear me say the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem. And so what does that mean? The problem isn't that you've got a motivation issue. The problem isn't mindset. The problem isn't that you're struggling with brain training. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about these things. So what holds the problem in place is that we keep talking about it. We keep saying, I don't have motivation. My biggest issue is mindset. I'm struggling with brain training. I don't have motivation. I don't stay on the wagon. I'm struggling with brain training. I don't have motivation, right? It's funny, isn't it? Because we think we need to do something to fix that problem. But the only thing we really need to do is quit holding that story in place. We hold that story in place by continuing to talk about it and continuing to think about it. So point number three is that you are the one who must find a way to think about something else. You are the one who must find the method. You are the only one who can think in your head. Now, I can give you ideas. I can give you some words to try. You can go out on the internet. You can search things. You can try some modalities. You can try all sorts of new and interesting things that are out there. You can do meditation. You can do tapping. You can play some music. You can make a list of things that make you feel good. You can make a list of default thoughts or words that you like. I like to do that. Sometimes it just takes one word. You can just say the word ease, 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 flow, 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 fun, 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 happy, happy, happy. Happy is kind of a happy word, isn't it? Happy, 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 happy. I challenge anybody to say that word happy 50 or 100 or 150 times and not feel happy. Happy, 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 happy. Really, that's actually a pretty darn good word, isn't it? So this is the work. This is the play. Is finding those words, finding those methods, finding those ideas, finding those techniques that work for you. Finding the things that work for you. And sometimes it's just as easy as just making a good music playlist. Make a good music playlist and fall back on that. Or make a little list or cheat sheet. Put it on your phone or stick it on a post-it note in front of you somewhere that just reminds you, oh yeah, these are the things I can do that help to bring me up, that help to make me feel better, right? Because this is the work. This is the play. It's trying all these different things. And what happens, you know, the truth is you're never going to have a time in your period where you don't have a negative thought again, ever. This is called being alive. You're never going to have a week or a year or a month or even a day where you don't have some negative emotion or you don't get a little down or you don't get off track or you don't get off center or you don't get upset about something. This is called being alive. But what happens is you get better and better and better at catching yourself and bringing yourself back. Why? Because only you can think in your head. And if you get really committed to this, if you get this one thing down, authentically feeling good, finding the things to think, finding the things to do, finding the ways to turn down and turn around, and get feeling good and get moving and get momentum. If you get that thing right, everything else in your life goes easier. It's so fun being a brain trainer. It's so rewarding being a brain trainer. It just is, it's the best thing in the world. And so finally, final thing I want to say is, how do you get something to shift? How do you get an attitude or a mindset issue or a life issue, or how do you get anything to shift? Start saying that it already has shifted. It's already shifting. You're already doing it. You're already thinking better thoughts. And those are the thoughts to think right now. You can do this right now. Say it along with me. Just say it's shifting. It's shifted. It's happening. It's already done. I'm moving. I'm on my way. And that goes for anything, right? Everybody listening right now can do this. Oh yeah, we like that one. It's almost as good as saying happy 150 times. Happy, happy, happy. It's shifting. It's shifting. It's already shifted. I'm already feeling better. It's already happening. I love this. I love being a brain trainer. It's so easy. My life is so good. It gets better and better and better and better and better when I'm a brain trainer. Oh man, it feels so good. I just love it. And I know you do too.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.